Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of For the Moms.
We are your hosts. I'm Jessie.
And I'm Ashley. And on today's episode, we're just going to chit chat with you guys a little bit. And then we have a little announcement at the end.
A big announcement.
So I hope you guys have had a wonderful Easter. We had a great time.
We have really missed you guys.
I know. It's only been a week. Is there anything going on in your motherhood journey right now?
So, you know how I mentioned that they had asked me to chaperone a field trip?
How'd that go?
It was great. I was so, listen, when I walked up to everyone.
You were queen chaperone.
I was ear to ear. Who needs me here? Who needs me there, you know? But we went to the zoo. And
did you meet any mom friends?
I did.
No way.
I met a mom and her child is in Camden's class.
Are they friends?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
That's wonderful. That's the goal you had set out.
There's like a 20-year age gap in between us. But, I mean, we got along great.
Do you know what is so funny, though, is some of Aiden's friends, moms who are a lot older than me, I connect with better than people my own age, which for some reason I've always like connected better with people that were older than me.
Yes. Like we got along really well and we just, our conversations were really good. It was a great time. It was raining at the zoo.
Oh no.
But it was still, I loved it.
Oh, good.
I had a great time.
Maybe they saw how much you are into being a chaperone and they're like, put a star by her name.
I know. We're gonna bring her back. We're going to have more of her.
Camden's mom. Put her at the top of the list.
And that's one thing that I loved. Camden's mom. Camden's mom. Come here and look at this. Uh-huh. Camden's mom. And I was like, I love this. Because I remember when I was in school, my mom, like, they would say, Jessie's mom. Jessie's mom. Like, they would never call her by her name. Uh-huh. And when I got older, I was like, when I have kids, I want that for me. Like, I want to be able to do that.
Doesn't it, like, when stuff like that happens, though, doesn't it stop you in your tracks that you are in that phase of life where you're the mom?
Yes.
Does it not? Like, sometimes, I know I'm 30, but sometimes I really, in my head, I feel like I'm 18, 19 years old. And then when I have all these responsibilities to do for my kids, I'm like, damn, I am a grown woman and I have 2 going on 3 kids. How did I get here so fast?
I know. You think about the things that you couldn't wait for.
Uh-huh. And then you're already there.
Uh-huh. The other day, me and Camden were texting. He texts on his iPad because he has iMessage.
Yeah, Aiden does that. He just texted me a few minutes ago.
Yeah, like we were texting back and forth and I stopped, like you said, I stopped in my tracks and I was like, I remember when Camden was a little baby, even before he was born in my belly, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not trying to rush time here, but I cannot wait till he's old enough where we have full-on conversations and then he's somewhere where I'm not and he texts me and we're texting back and forth.
Yeah.
And we were goofing off, being funny. And then he said, I love you, Mom. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, just seeing that text. I'm like, what
it's
is
so
this?
Sweet. I can specifically remember a time when I was pregnant with Aiden. And sorry, I have pregnancy congestion. It's already started. It's so bad. I think it has something to do with the weather too, but this has been going on for a long time. So I'm a little stuffy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I can remember a specific time when I was pregnant with Aiden and me and Brandon were laying in bed and I was like, one day we're going to hear little feet running through the house and he's going to come jump on our bed. And like, now he's 10.
I know.
Or almost 10. He's 9. He's almost 10. But I was just like, what? How does it happen so fast?
I know. And it's just like certain times, you know, like it can happen every day for several weeks. But it's just that one time you just stop and you're just like, I cannot believe this is my current life.
I know.
Like an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old, you know?
Yeah. It's so crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. But no, I've just been, we did the field trip, and I've just been a tired mom lately.
Oh, gosh. I've been so tired.
I can imagine.
By the end, that's one thing with this pregnancy that has had me so down is I'm exhausted. Like, mm-hmm. by the end of the day, I lay down in bed and, like, don't move. Like, I'm stuck. Don't get me out of bed for nothing. And I just, like, last night, we had two Easter dinners to attend yesterday, and by the end of the day, I was so exhausted. I laid Aniston in bed. I took a shower, and then I got in bed, and it was like 8:30. I fell asleep.
You were tired.
Oh, my gosh. I was so tired.
I was tired yesterday, too.
And then we slept in this morning because it's spring break, and I was like, I'm just not doing anything. For those of you that don't know, Aiden, my oldest, is homeschooled, and so we had talked about not technically taking a spring break because we can finagle his schoolwork to where it would just work out, to where most of the things we do each day is considered schoolwork, you know? And I was like, no, we're not doing that. We were going to do that, and then I was like, no, we're taking a break.
We're not doing a spring break.
We're not doing anything this week but having, like, a good time. There's going to be no schoolwork involved.
Yeah.
I'm just tired.
Holidays. Like, during the holidays, when I get home from going to family's house and seeing everybody, I feel the way that you feel on a daily basis when you're pregnant and you're tired.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
I am exhausted. Like, my body hurts. Like, yeah. I just ran 5 miles.
Well, it's because you're kind of like, when you show up with your kids, you're like kind of like performing in a way, you know? Mm-hmm. And you're trying to keep your kids in line. You're making sure everybody eats, but then you're trying to make sure you talk to everybody. And even though it's a great time and you like spending time with everybody, it's just like, by the end of the day, you're just drained.
It's a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that. I felt that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was really tired yesterday.
Speaking of job, today after dinner, I was a little annoyed because no one cleaned up after themselves. The plates were just kind of like left on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aiden was looking for the TV changer and he was like, Mom, where's it at? And I was like, I don't know. You look for it. And he was like, well, you normally put it here, here. I was like, I looked at Aiden and my husband and I said, listen to me. I said, y'all are really going to have to figure out how to do things by yourself. I said, because when this baby comes, I'm taking an actual maternity leave as if I had an actual 9-to-5 job. I'm not doing anything. I've already told my husband, like, you're going to have to put money aside for just us eating out because I'm not cooking.
Uh-uh.
I'm not doing anything except healing and holding my infant.
Uh-huh. And sleeping.
And then trying to manage my toddler as well.
Yeah.
But you two that can do things by yourself, you're on your own.
Yeah, you got to fend for yourself.
Yeah. Good luck. And they were just like looking at me, lost in the stars. Well, my son, he's, like I said, he's 9 going on 10. And here lately, we've been trying to like really crack down on chores with him. I've been really, really lenient with him, and my husband like has to remind me like he can be a worker bee for you. Like, you don't have to take the dog out. Ask Aiden to take the dog out. You don't have to take the trash out. Ask Aiden to take the trash out. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know why I feel like I don't want to like interrupt him. But he interrupts me all day, you know?
It's funny that you say that because I was this past couple weeks, we've had a time with homework, and I don't know what it was. I think I heard something on the radio, and I just heard a little piece of it, and I guess it was meant for me to hear. But it was something about interrupting your children, like mm-hmm. interrupting them from doing whatever they're doing.
Right.
That, number one, being their friend doesn't help them. It harms them.
Right.
And you interrupting them or disrupting what they're doing to have them do a task, complete a task, or do things like homework or take out the trash or go take a shower, stuff like that. If you're afraid to disrupt that, to make them do something, that is going to harm them.
Yeah.
In life later on. And I was being a little bit lenient with homework. So we have each task that we do Monday through Thursday, and he has no homework on Friday. So I've been a little bit lenient with it, and I have definitely been able to tell. And he's just been very, like, lousy on his grades. And I was super strict on him about his grades, but in the back of my head, I was like, am I at fault for this? Like, because I've been a little bit lenient. And to give him a break from it, but also to give me a break, because, like, 2 hour homework nights every day of the week.
Yeah, I can't. That's nuts to me.
Like, I'm just over it, you know? Like, I'm just really over it. You go to school from 7:30 to 2:15, and then you get, I let you come home, and you eat a snack, and you chill, and you hang out for an hour or two, and then we have to do 2 hours worth of homework, and then eat, shower, and bed.
Yeah, that's too much, in my opinion, especially what he's in first grade, second grade?
Second grade.
Yeah. Which we did that last year. I mean, I hated it. And then on top of, like, we have sports, and I'm like, I just don't know how some of these parents do it where they have, like, five kids in school. And I'm like, how are you getting it all done?
So then the grades were just a little bit of an issue. And so we went back to doing the 2 hours for homework. And it wasn't necessarily that I set a timer for 2 hours. It just really ended up being that way. But I was strict. I got back on the homework. And I realized, like, I cannot be your friend in these situations. Because I want to, like, be lenient and be lazy for a day or whatever. Like, as much as I want to be, like, I can't. And you're going to be interrupted. You're going to be interrupted from what you want to do to get this stuff done. So it's funny that you said that, because we've been struggling with that the past couple of weeks.
Well, my husband is, I feel like he juggles that well. He juggles being the strict dad and the fun dad well. He's like, yes, sir, no, sir, you know, and when he says something, Aiden is at attention. You know, and I actually got on to Aiden the other day because I asked him to do something, and he was like, oh, why do I have to do that? And I looked at him, I said, never do you look at daddy and ask him why he's asking you to do something. You literally get up and go do it. And I said, I'm tired of you not having the same respect for me. I said, that's going to change. But that's also my fault that he's like that, because I've been the lovey-dovey, nurturing mom who, like, just lets him float on by because he's my baby boy and I don't want him to grow up. And but, yeah, I was like, this is going to change. And even my husband was like, and even Aniston, like, she's two. She can pick up her baby dolls and put them in her toy basket, and which that's a struggle because today she took out a pack of diapers. We had just got a brand new pack of diapers. And, you know, they come in, like, the plastic thing that's inside the box. So, like, individual packs inside the box. She ripped open one and threw them everywhere while I was putting the dishes away. And I was like, okay, we've got to pick these up. She's like, no.
Like 40 diapers?
No. You know her, no.
And she's just so, like, cute.
And then I said, Aniston, come help mommy clean the diapers. Nope. And I was like, if you clean up the diapers, you can get a sucker. She starts picking up the diapers.
No, like, it's fun to be the fun parent, but it's not fun to see the outcome.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
A lot of times we do it because we just want a break in certain situations, like mine was with the homework. But then I saw that doing that doesn't get us anywhere.
No,
and it creates a behavior because, you know, with homework, it's like if he gets a night off from the homework or something like that, you know, he's like, yes, this is what I want all the time. You know, like I got to keep doing my thing here. And it was just a mistake I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And in those situations, like, I want to be his friend. I want to be his buddy and
I
say,
know,
like,
you and be the cool mom.
Yeah, like, no homework tonight, you know, but we're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
No friendship
there has to be boundaries, and you can be the cool mom on, like, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. I definitely learned my lesson with that one.
Yeah, I know it. Speaking of just keeping our husbands and children in line, I don't know about you, but coming up with dinner ideas mm-hmm. lately has just really pissed me off. Mm-hmm. I try to plan it on Saturday and Sunday because I make a grocery order to be delivered on either Mondays or Tuesdays, depending on our week. The Saturday or Sunday comes around and I'm just like, what am I going to cook for dinner? And I'm tired of that being all on me. Mm-hmm. And so like last night or tonight, I was like, what do y'all want for dinner this week? And I hear that, I don't know. And I'm like, well, I'm going to serve you guys a big, I don't know, on a plate. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why do you guys think that like I should be the only one deciding what we eat for dinner every single night?
Yeah. I mean, we're
eating. It's a task. Like, it's a task to kind of like, one, switch it up. So mm-hmm. you're not eating the same thing every single night. And then two, fixing something that everyone likes from your husband all the way down to your toddler. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a challenge. And then just doing it Monday through Friday, you know, because on Saturday and Sunday, mom and I don't cook. Most of the time, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but still. So just coming up with 4 to 5 meals to cook each night has been really aggravating me. And I heard I don't know again today, and I was just really pissed off. So they went to baseball practice, and I started writing down a list of everything I cook. So I got on my Pinterest board and like wrote down meals that I've cooked off there that I really enjoy cooking and that we all enjoyed eating. My list is a good list that I can cook, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I made a rough draft, but I'm going to type up a paper, like something Canva.
And they check what they want.
And I'm going to have it on the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And each week, they're going to have to check what they want.
I love that idea.
Because I'm tired of trying to figure it out.
We're different in that way. Because when I hear an I don't know, and I don't know what to cook, and I'm not really in the mood for it, so mm-hmm. therefore I ask you what you want. Like, what are you guys feeling for dinner? You know, if I don't have anything planned and I get an I don't know, then when dinner time comes around and they ask what we're eating, I don't know. You guys made the decision to be on duty for dinner.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when that happens is takeout.
Yeah.
Or Monty will put on his apron. See,
if that was
chef up, you know.
If that was me, then we would have takeout every single night, you know, because they say I don't know every single night.
It's, they wouldn't. They would stop.
They would stop.
Because then they would have to go buy dinner.
That's true.
And he would be like, man, this pocket is getting pretty.
I know. Brandon, like, dang, we're really spending a lot of money. Which, gosh, we spend a lot of money on groceries. My
I know.
Goodness.
I know.
I don't know which would be better, honestly, at this point, eating out or making meals at home. But, yeah, that was my solution because I was like, I am so tired of this. And it's causing me so much stress each week. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to let them check off a box, like a freaking popsicle stick like you did in kindergarten. You know what I'm talking about?
I actually love this idea, and I want to do it myself.
Well, come on.
I would love that for them to check off what they want, because one of the big things that we do as moms is we feel like we are the ones that make all the decisions. All the decisions, like I'm being dramatic there, but you know what I'm saying. We feel like we make like 90 decisions.
Well, like the day-to-day decisions.
Yes.
You know, like just like the little, like dressing your toddler in the morning. Like, what do you want to wear? And they're just pitching a fit because they mm-hmm. don't want to wear. You pick out something and they don't want to put it on. And then same thing with your oldest one. And I'm just like, dress yourself. You know?
I know.
Just whatever you want to wear.
Yeah, it's fine.
And then food and snacks and cleaning up.
The
and
snacks.
Laundry. Oh, my gosh, the snacks.
The snacks are so bad. No, but we have previously talked about this, the dinner thing, where it's like I make decisions from morning to nighttime. I don't want to decide what we're doing for dinner if I'm undecisive, because it's the only thing that I'm undecisive about sometimes is dinner.
And my husband's go-to right now is, I don't know, you're the pregnant one. Well, I don't know either. I don't I don't have a taste for anything. Or if I have a craving, I will definitely let you know and we will go get it. Mm-hmm. But if I'm asking, help me out here.
Yeah, because this pregnant woman could push you down the stairs. Yeah.
That's what trippy. I know. When I saw that they didn't really clean up after themselves after dinner, and I came in with my Bergen feet. And
you're like, line up.
And they're just chilling on the couch. And I literally like clapped my hands and I was like, listen, y'all are going to have to figure it out. Because when sister comes, I'm going to be the one on the couch. And y'all are going to be feeding me and cleaning up after me.
Yeah, I'm out on this one.
I am. Just because I'm a stay-at-home mom does not mean I don't get a maternity leave.
You should have walked by, like, frantically, and they'd be like, what are you doing? And you'd say, oh, nothing. I'm going to throw myself down the stairs. Just really casual.
You were, don't. Why did you do that? Because you didn't clean up after dinner.
You should have went upstairs. I mean, made a whole thing. Got like, something
pushed
super
the dresser down. Yeah.
Yes, dude. Yes.
You just so leave funny. Like a big dent in the wall.
You put a ginormous hole in the wall.
They're like, what is going on? I'm pregnant and you didn't clean up after yourself.
And it was a joke that went too far, but I mean.
April Fool's.
I saw no joke on Facebook today, so I thought that it was just appropriate.
So funny that you didn't clean up after yourself. Oh, gosh.
Oh, we just have to laugh through the pain, you know?
You just have to laugh at the pain of motherhood.
Yeah.
It's so glorious some days, but some other days, it's just difficult.
That's a perfect explanation. We have had glorious days, but it's been very difficult these past couple weeks.
Oh, gosh. And just keeping up with everyone's schedule, too. And it's just like, when do I have time? I didn't even get ready today. Mm-mm. I did not get myself dressed today. We actually... We were outside on our porch, and Aniston and Aiden got chalk in their Easter baskets. And our neighbor, our precious neighbors, have a two-year-old like Aniston. And they were outside, and when the girls see each other, they always wave. Well, he like walked over, and I have my hair in a claw clip, mascara under my eyes because I have like waterproof mascara and it didn't all come off in the shower, but I haven't washed my face that morning. And it's like noon, right? I'm in my pajamas still. Aniston is still in her pajamas. It's noon and he's walking over and I'm like, God, he probably thinks I am trash. And I was just like, just ignore the fact that we are in our pajamas and look an entire mess, but come on over and play with chalk.
Listen, I know those times that you're talking about. There are some times where I'm just so embarrassed by my looks and I'm like, why is this happening to me? And it is on the times when I look like that, I encounter someone. Uh-huh. My neighbor comes by the house. Stop. I'm just walking up to the mailbox.
I know. When you go to the grocery store, like after church or something, and you look all dolled up and beautiful, you see nothing but grannies.
Yep.
But when you go on like a day just to grab something really quick, you see 17 people you know.
Yeah.
When you haven't even done anything to yourself that day.
And you're out in the open. Like you can't hide.
I try real hard though.
But it's one of those.
You dip your head.
Yeah. You're like, oh.
I need that at the very bottom of the shelf. In the very back, you're hunched over and trying to hide in the shelf.
Yes. Or it's like, I'm at my front door. Nobody's walking their dog. Nobody's outside. And I take off to the mailbox. And little old Janice down the road comes and walks up and talks to me. And I'm like,
oh, I know.
I look like a creature that you've never seen before. Why is this happening?
It always happens that way.
Yeah.
Always. No one sees you when you look pretty.
No.
No one. Mm-mm. You don't even take a good Instagram picture that day.
Nope. But you're in the back of someone on the day that you look like a literal trash bag.
I know, man. It never works out the way you want it to. It's okay, though.
Yeah, it's life.
Anyway, as we are talking about things being difficult and hard, even though motherhood is so wonderful, there are spots where we have trouble. And right now, me and Jesse are having trouble schedule-wise and getting you the content we feel like you deserve.
We've got to figure some things out.
Yeah, we've got to figure some things out in order to bring you the best podcast episodes we can. We want our podcast to be the best. And right now, we don't feel like we're achieving that. And so, we have decided we have decided to take a few weeks off.
We just need to be on our P's and Q's, and we're not on the
we're
P's
on
and Q's.
We're on like another planet.
We just need to take a little bit of time off, and we need to plan out stuff for the podcast and plan out the scheduling because we are a mom podcast and we have children. And so we've just got to figure some things out, and it would be best if we took a break instead of scrambling and not giving you the best of the best.
Exactly.
So we're going to be signing off here today, and we're going to be back with you on the 1st of May.
We just have to redo a few things to make it better and come back better.
We have to make changes, but they're good changes. And when we come back, things are going to be different. The layout's going to be different. Everything's just going to be better. It's going to be a better schedule for us. It's going to be a lot easier. Because when you listen to a podcast, you think that it's just talking. But there's so much more that goes into it. And it takes several hours for one episode.
Right. And one thing that we would like to do this year is grow twice as much as we did last year. So we're gonna work on that.
So we're gonna miss you guys a lot, but we're gonna be back in a few weeks, and we know you're gonna miss us.
And so with that being said, our Instagram handle is at For The Moms Pod. That is at For The Moms Pod. Come hang out and chat with us over there while we take a little break.
We're signing off.
See you in a few weeks.
I'm so dramatic. And we'll see you in a few weeks. So that's it. We're out. We love you guys. We'll see you the 1st of May. And always remember, we are
for the moms.